to remember that what you said to your disciples, and then remember your second coming. As we come to your word, we ask your presence, Holy Spirit, be with us, so that we will listen to your story and we will listen to your teachings here. Continue to be with us as we worship you. We pray your Son in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the Word of God, Acts 1, verse 1 through 11. In the first book, or Theopolis, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive the power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Amen. The story that we just read actually started 3 years ago, not just happening here, when a young Jewish man named Jesus Christ began recruiting his students. They were not teachers or scholars. Mostly they were fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. Like Simon, one of the disciples, was a zealot, and Matthew was a tax collector, and other disciples' jobs were unknown. No fisherman and tax collector and the zealot and other people having them as my disciple, it's not a good idea, not a good combination. Anyway, Jesus called their names by names, and they became the followers of this young Jewish teacher, Jesus Christ. Think about it. For 3 years, they had been trained under the great teacher, Jesus Christ. They have witnessed so many things, so many incredible things they could not believe. Jesus healed many people. Sometimes people opened their eyes. And then Jesus taught many things about the scriptures. And they clearly saw Jesus rebuked the wind and waves. Awesome thing that I want to see. And Jesus even walked on the sea. And then the best part, Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Incredible. They must have said, "Yes, this is him. Yes, this is him. We need to follow him." And all the disciples want something new. New world. New world. Restoring their country, Israel. Restoring their life. However, unfortunately, they did not fully understand their beloved teacher, because they always talked about something different. But Jesus always talked about his death and suffering. Now the disciples did not believe what Jesus taught about death and suffering, because they saw his power and ability all the time. They believed that Jesus could change the world right now. And then they want to sit very next to Jesus Christ, left and right. That's what they want. For the new world, for the restoration of their country, they were ready to give their lives, ready to go. Yes, their hearts were burning for Christ, burning for the kingdom. However, something happened to their master. Jesus was captured by soldiers and Jewish religious leaders. Unfortunately, one of them, Judas Iscariot, betrayed. Yes, he was a traitor. The story goes very deep and troubled. When the soldiers arrested Jesus Christ, the disciples didn't know what to do. Yet Peter tried to save him, protect Jesus Christ, but Jesus refused his help. All the disciples ran away, ran for their lives, ran away. They did not even remember what Jesus had done. Walking on the sea, feeding 5,000 people, they didn't remember. Maybe they didn't have time to think about his teaching and everything about Jesus Christ. They just ran and ran for their lives. Peter tried to visit his Lord when he was captured, but he bitterly denied knowing Christ. When a slave girl challenged him, not one time, but three times, he yelled, "No, I don't know him. I don't know this man. I do not know this man." Jesus called 12 disciples. None of them was there when Jesus was suffered, mocked, and beaten by soldiers many, many times. Surely, they were bad students. For 3 years, you've been watching all the things in front of your eyes, and 3 years, ran away. Surely they were worse students, maybe. For 3 days, they didn't know what to do. They couldn't believe what just happened to their master. Jesus was their only hope. They surely believed that he could change this world. He was the one who could restore this country from enemy's hand. But now he's gone. No hope, no future. They must have murmured, "What shall we do right now? You know what, let's go back to our town. I still have my fishing boat. I can do my business." Then something happened. 3 days later, yes, Jesus was alive. He came back. One of the disciples, Thomas, could not believe it until he touched his body, his beloved teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ. Their hearts must have beating so hard again. They could not believe what they just saw in front of them. They must have rubbed their eyes with their hands and saying, "Is it true? Is it you, Lord? Is it true?" They must have cried with joy. They must have confessed their sin, their weak faith. They must have said, "Yes, maybe this is the time. We missed the first time, but this is a time to restore the kingdom. Restore the nation with him. I'm on it. Lord, let's go." Their hearts were burning even more than before. Now for 40 days, They must have felt living in the dream house. Everything was there with their resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing needed, only Jesus Christ. Nothing was impossible if they stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. For 40 days, Jesus himself proved that he was alive. And according to our text, verse 3 says, he presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. 40 days. Can you imagine? The meaning of a proofs in Greek is the demonstrating evidence. Lots of things. Jesus showed many evidences to his disciples to prove that he is actually there, alive. Think about the people in Jerusalem at the time when they heard about him. They must have heard about what happened to Jesus Christ. He died. Some of them, many of them, they saw him die on a cross. Now, he was alive. People were literally amused and shocked when they actually saw him. Are you sure? And some people still confused. They could not believe. And how about the Jewish leaders? They must have felt fear before God because they killed Jesus Christ. And he was alive right now and already meeting a lot of people, a bunch of people already walking in this land. They feel fear. And I'm sure that they must have regretted for what they had done to Jesus Christ. For 40 days. For 40 days, Jesus taught his disciples again and again about the kingdom of God. It was not the first time teaching about the kingdom of God. And Jesus taught about the kingdom of God before his death. But his disciples did not understand. So, after his death and resurrection, Jesus must teach them again. He had to remind them about the kingdom of God again and again. However, the disciples still did not understand. They asked, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus must have felt disappointed. I've been taught you 3 years. Now you're asking the same question. But he knew them better than anyone else. Jesus did not give them up. And Jesus did not give them an answer either. But he continually instructed about the kingdom. He instructed them things to do. And he said in verse 7 and 8, it is not for you to know times and seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. Now, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Can you imagine? When you ask something to Jesus Christ, he didn't answer you, but he answered different things. You'll be very confused. What? When are you going to restore the kingdom? What? Maybe some of the disciples didn't get it. Their question was all about restoration of their kingdom, their country, their power, and their authority, their things. Probably they thought, Lord, this is the best time, you know, this is the best time to do something, you know, to restore the kingdom to Israel. Did you know that? People are talking about it right now. Lord, we are waiting for your action. Please tell us. Now people believe that you are the Messiah. Lead us. Command us. We will do everything. Lord, I am sure they were so excited to do that, to restore the kingdom of Israel with Jesus Christ. However, Jesus' answer was very disappointing. It is not for you to know times and seasons. Only God has the authority. Then what? If Jesus is not going to restore the kingdom of Israel, what are we doing here? When is the time? Unfortunately, the disciples still didn't understand Jesus' instruction. They wanted to do something that what they want with Christ. They did not listen to what Jesus said. They had failed one time to restore the kingdom of Israel because Jesus died on the cross. But now is the second time. This is a different story. Jesus is alive. Now is the time. Lord, what are you talking about? Now is the time? We don't understand. We can do anything with you, Lord. Let's do it. Do it again. They were confused. Then Jesus kept teaching and saying to them, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When the disciples wanted to restore their country, Jesus wanted to restore their faith. When the disciples wanted to restore their things, Jesus tried to help them to remember, to restore their hearts. Jesus Christ did not ask them to do many things, but simply asking here in our text to wait. Wait. Wait until the Holy Spirit comes. Why? Because when the Holy Spirit comes, He will do everything, not you. Jesus Christ did not ask them to do many things, but simply asking, becoming my faithful witnesses. This is what He said. Witness for what? About His suffering, His death, and resurrection. Why not? Surely they could have done things for that, for Jesus Christ, what Jesus had asked. They could wait for the Holy Spirit. They could be the witnesses of Jesus Christ. But it's not the end of the story. In order to do that, in order to wait, in order to become His witnesses, Jesus Christ must be with them, next to me. Keep challenging and teaching and lead me and guide me. And it goes verse 9 in our text. And when He had said these things, as they were looking on, He was lifted up, and a cloud took Him out of their sight. Very shocking, striking moment if it happens in front of our eyes. They've been following Jesus Christ for 3 years, and after that, 40 days staying with Him. Now, all of a sudden, He's gone. I don't think the disciples were happy about this happening when they saw Jesus was lifted up into the cloud and gone. And they must have cried and said, Lord, Lord, don't go. Please don't go. Stay with me. We need you, Lord. We could do whatever you ask us to do. Please don't go. We need you. While they were powerlessly looking at the sky, the two angels appeared and said, that is our text, verse 11, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Jesus was their only hope. Jesus is our only hope. They thought they lost him again. They thought they lost him when he died on the cross. They thought they lost him again. Jesus came alive. He conquered the death and he resurrected. But they thought they lost him again. What? Their only hope, Jesus Christ. For 40 days, only 40 days, if I were one of them, staying with Jesus Christ, I could not hold my tears. I was just hanging to Jesus' legs and clothing. Don't go, Lord. I can't stay. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose my Lord again. I cannot let you go. But he disappeared into the sky, just in front of their eyes. What shall we do? What shall we do? Then two angels, their words were truly comforting the broken hearts. This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The disciples were shocking and surprised and they didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, an angel said, Don't worry. Don't worry. He will come. Today is Ascension Day. As I said before, Ascension Day is traditionally celebrated on a Thursday like today, the 40th day of Easter, which is today. Today is the day the Lord Jesus was lifted into heaven. If Jesus was gone without saying any words to his disciples, I think today could be a sad day because we don't see him. But however, Jesus clearly says, I will come back. I will come back. Jesus gave them his final instruction. It is not for you to know times and seasons. Do not worry about things, but trust God. And verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And I will give you the Holy Spirit, and he will be your helper, and you will be my witnesses. That's what he said. We are his witnesses. It's not the end of a story. We are not just living in this world because we have to. We are not just doing things what we like to, but we are patiently waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ. As he promised, he will come. Jesus is coming back. Now that is our hope. That surely heals our broken hearts. That surely strengthens our faith every day. Jesus is coming back. Whenever we face lots of troubles that we cannot handle, we don't understand, there is only one hope. Jesus will come back. We are here tonight to celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only hope. Remember what he said. You will be my witnesses. Remember what the angels said. This Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go in heaven. Life is hectic and crazy. Sometimes we don't understand. And many things happen. Troubles and sufferings always happening to you and in my life every moment. Maybe you are struggling right now at this moment. moment. Sometimes we don't understand. We don't want those things. We don't understand God's will. We don't understand what we have to do. Maybe some of you came to church tonight with broken hearts. It seems there is no hope, no future. You pray to God, but God is so quiet. You feel God is a million miles away. Have you ever thought about the disciples' feeling when Jesus was taken up to heaven? Same feeling. But good thing is, at this time, they did not run away. They gathered together. As Jesus said, they did not go somewhere, but they kept His promise. They gathered together and they prayed together. They waited together for the Holy Spirit is coming, waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ. That is the beauty of Ascension Day. They finally became the witnesses of Jesus Christ. Today is Ascension Day. We must remember the last words of Jesus Christ. We are His witnesses until He comes again. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for telling us the story about the disciples. They did not understand what Jesus said and taught them. But eventually they understood. Lord, would You please help us to understand our text today? We are here not just celebrating, not just kind of habit coming to Thursday and worshiping You, but to remember what You said to Your disciples. We are Your witnesses. We are waiting for Your second coming. Lord, strengthen our faith and give us Your many blessings. We pray Your Son in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.